As president, Grant wanted peace and reconciliation, and to be president of all the people. There were hundreds of thousands of ex-Confederate soldiers living in the southern states. They hated the Yankees and everything the Yankees stood for, including, most of all, peace and reconciliation. And there were millions of former slaves, now citizens. They wanted their rights, first of all, the right to vote. How could Grant be an effective president of both the ex-rebels and the ex-slaves? Bringing the white South back into the Union could be accomplished only by excluding the former slaves from the body politic, or so it was thought. But denying the rights of citizens, especially the right to vote, to African Americans, would be to betray them and the cause for which the Union had fought and to which Abraham Lincoln had committed the nation and the Republican Party. What to do with the freed slaves was the number one concern for the North, which had fought to free the slaves and now had the responsibility for them, and the South, which had fought to keep them in slavery and now had to live with them. Difficult enough by itself, the problem was compounded because many people had mixed feelings or, even more commonly, hardly knew what they thought and had no clue as to what to do. That included Grant. My mentor, William B. Heselton, wrote in 1935, Ulysses S. Grant, Politician, the only full-scale study of President Grant. It was 66 years after Grant was elected president before anyone assessed his two terms. And in the 67 years after Heselton's book, there have been no other books written only about his presidency. Heselton opens his book with this sentence. Over Grant's tomb in New York's Riverside Park is inscribed the phrase, "Let us have peace," which marked the...